what we come very soon, and indeed it came extremely soon. So what we have done is that with the government we had identified a series of locations where people could eventually move in case of a big earthquake within the Kathmandu Valley, and try to equip them in order to receive a large amount of people. And we're talking about sports infrastructure, gyms and things like that, schools and things like that. But we needed to create really the capacity to host a large number of people. What is interesting is that when the earthquake came and struck, people moved spontaneously. And what was very interesting to see that from the 18 sites that we had identified, people moved spontaneously to 14 of them. So really, these things work. It's just that we need to become much more systematic. And certainly, I think as a system, as a UN system, as a humanitarian system, we have to look at it and try to build one on each other's capacity and abilities. The other thing with regard to the PDD, I think, what we have been trying to do is basically facilitate cooperation between research community, practitioners, and decision makers to really see, you know, what is the data that is there, how accurate and how comparable that data is, because we know that it's not necessarily, a lot is based on estimates, but those are still very helpful. We have a tool that we have developed and that is very much used in humanitarian response, that is the displacement tracking matrix. And actually, I invite all of you to go. There is a stand somewhere here outside this room of the displacement tracking matrix that is basically looking at the displacement of people. And we have this system basically records where the movements of people are, what are the type of people that are moving, which are the vulnerabilities. So we differentiate by sex, by gender, by vulnerabilities, etc. And that gives a little bit of a better understanding on how to use those into the response, either humanitarian response or the planning for government. So there, I think there is a lot happening now, and there is a lot going on. I would agree that there are a lack of guidelines and standards on how are we going to move that into real international standards and respond to some of the questions that the ambassador of Fiji was asking before. But I think there has been a lot, and the PDD obviously offers a great opportunity. I will just conclude by saying the example of Japan, when the tsunami struck in Japan, we realized, and the government of Japan realized, that one of the populations that were out of the response system that was immediately developed and ready for because they obviously the government of Japan was very much ready to respond to this crisis was the migrants. The majority of them didn't speak Japanese, and as a result of that, they got out of the support system that was created. And I think that was a very interesting lesson there in order to see how you bring communities, particularly in countries like Japan, where the language is a clear barrier for foreign population to access information. Thank you.